What's up, folks? It's Mike of DadOfTwoBoysTX.com. It is Friday, April 5th. It's time for another movie reaction. Yep. Let me set it up for you. Last night, my six-year-old and I had some time to kill because my nine-year-old and my wife were out doing their swimming thing. So we're surfing the platforms trying to figure out something to watch. We're on Disney, and I'm showing them all the old school. I mean, talking old school, Davy Crockett. I'm talking old school shows and movies. And he's like, wow, these are really old. I'm like, yeah, Disney's been around for a very long time. Somehow then we ended up on Tubi, and then we're looking at horror movies. For those of you who don't know, he is a horror fan. He's been Michael Myers for Halloween 3 years in a row. Yeah, he's six. Yeah, do the math. He's a big fan of horror movies. The thing that sucks for him, though, is he hates being scared. He loves watching the movies, but when something jumps out and scares him, he's just not a fan. And I'm teaching him. We're in a process. I'm teaching him that is what makes a good horror movie. When you get sucked in and you get freaked out and you jump and you're like, what the heck? That is what makes a great movie. And that's what's so cool about horror movies. So he's learning. And we'll get it. I'm just glad that he's like his dad. Yes, a chip of the old block. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so then as we're sitting there surfing around, all of a sudden he's like, Dad, there's The Thing. 1982's The Thing, starring Kurt Russell and everybody, because everyone is in this freaking movie. Now, if you haven't watched the movie's about a group of scientists in Antarctica, and they're hanging out there, and one day, while they're just chilling, drinking, kind of like playing cards like what scientists do, and all of a sudden, a helicopter comes, and it's shooting after this sled dog. So everybody's getting freaked out because they're like, what the hell's going on? Why? Why are we being attacked? Why is this dog being attacked? And sure enough, the helicopter's flying around. It's trying to shoot it. It's throwing out dynamite and crap. Everybody's like, yo, you're messing up with the snow. Like, cut it out. So all of a sudden, the helicopter lands. They're freaking Norwegian. They can't speak to the Americans. So all of a sudden, one of these guys is trying to shoot the dog, accidentally shoots one of the Americans. And now, well, all hell breaks loose. Now guns are drawn and boom, the Norwegians are taken out. And I'm not ruining a lot. This is like within the first 3 minutes of the movie. And then all of a sudden, they keep the dog and then all hell breaks loose. Yes, because this is not no ordinary sled dog. This isn't one of those Disney sled dog movies. This is like, As soon as the dog is there, you already know. I already knew what was going to happen, but I was telling my son, I was like, is there something wrong with that dog? He's like, yeah, that dog looks really weird. I'm telling you, wait till you see what happens. And then bam, all hell breaks loose because there's stuff. Yeah, it's just because I'm talking to people that haven't seen this movie. You need to watch it. John Carpenter, Halloween, you get the picture. It's one of the greats. It's a classic. Kurt Russell. I mean, everyone is in this freaking movie when you watch it. Now, some of you new kids, when you watch it, you're probably going to be like, I don't know what Mike's talking about. I don't know any of these people. But for the grown folk, for my folk, everyone is in this freaking movie. It's such a good movie. The special effects are great. I know some of you new kids are going to be like, this is so cheesy. I don't care. This is the good stuff. This is the good stuff. Blood, guts, freaking everything. Yes, fire, mutations. Yes. Watch this movie. After we watched it, my son and I looked at him. I was like, what'd you think? He's like, Dad, that was good. I was like, right? That's the classic. That is a good movie. He's like, yeah, it was crazy. I'm like, I know. So we were all excited because we had a memory and we both enjoyed the movie. I had seen it before. It's a classic, like I mentioned. I keep telling you guys, I'm hinting that you need to watch this movie. My son, who's six, enjoyed this movie. So maybe you could have a family movie night. Or not. It's totally, it all depends on how you run your family. Now that I'm thinking about it, I need to have another movie night with him and watch 2011's The Thing, because that's a prequel to this one. So yeah, there's another one, y'all. 2011, a movie came out, and it actually deals with what happened at the Norwegian base. And then it literally ends right when this helicopter is flying in into John Carpenter's 82 version of The Thing. So I think that's going to blow my six-year-old's mind away when I tell him, like, yeah, we got to watch this one now. So, but back to 82, you need to watch it. If you haven't watched it, it's a great sci-fi horror movie. It's a classic. So, yeah, that's it. I'm done. I'm done, and I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to watch some more stuff later on and all that good stuff. If you want to check out more stuff, check out dadoftwoboystx.com. That's dadoftwoboystx.com. It's a new blog I started. It's my therapy. I'm just getting it out there. I think I'm going to start getting back into these audio things and writing and everything else. It's just a way to kind of, yeah, it's therapy. That's exactly what it is. All right, people, have a great weekend. I will talk to you later. If you're on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. All my social media stuff is on the blog too. All right. So peace. Have a good one. Later.